There's no such place as away. There's no such place as away. There's nowhere to find it, and no one's designed it. There's no such place as away. Now in the Pacific,
hello, welcome to A Blast from the Past, episode 11 of Am I Old Yet? By Floyd Kennedy.
And I know it's deadly and dangerous goop. Our consummate waste flows out into this paste, and it kills all that gets in its way. For this detritus fine, it's the end of the line, but there's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. We have to reduce all the tripe.
You, Mrs. Doherty?
I certainly am. Oh, a parcel. Oh, I love a parcel. Thank you so much. And it's a lovely day for it.
That's okay. You're not from around here?
There you go. You got me.
New Zealand? South Africa?
Oh, no prizes for you. Australian. I'm even listening to Australian radio on the internet.
You're not very Australian, are you? You been here long?
Only 50 years or so. I've lost count, to be honest.
Why? How do you stand it? Ain't it too cold for you?
Not at all. I love cold. I hate heat. Heat is exhausting. I just don't have the energy to put up with heat.
I love Australia. I was out here for 2 years. Just loved it.
You should go back. I made room for you. When you can, of course. They've closed the borders. Don't even let Australians in at the moment.
Not even you.
Especially not me. I'm a troublemaker. Can't you tell?
I believe you. Well, it's nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks. Stay safe.
Thanks. Bye.
Now, what have we here? Oh, goodness. How lovely. So soft. And the colours. Now, who on earth can this be from? Pretty darn sure I did not buy this online. Although, hang on. Does seem familiar. Now, where have I seen it? Ah, a note. Ooh, tiny, teeny, wriggly writing. Or more likely normal writing, and I need my glasses. Okay, where are your glasses? Come out wherever you are. Ah, gotcha. Now then. Oh, still wiggly. Never mind. Dear Ellie. Oh, hey, who calls me Ellie these days? Dear Ellie, I owe you a huge apology. It was your turn for the scroff of the Scarf of Honour in 1969. But I moved her house that year, and it went into a box that I never got round to opening till last week. Please forgive me. I hope you are keeping well, still writing insanely daft poetry about gardens. The end? No signature? Forgive who? No address? Nothing? Scarf of Honour, yes, I remember you. You beautiful thing, but who had it last? Phone ringing! Yes?
Mom, what's the matter?
Sorry, Janie, nothing. I just can't remember a name.
Whose name?
If I knew that, I would know.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, why do you need to remember it?
Ah, now that's a good question. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll tell you. I've just received a parcel with a note from someone who hasn't signed the note, nor have they left an address. And the stupid post office doesn't even put proper postmarks anymore. What is the point of getting something you don't know where it's come from?
What's in the parcel?
The Scarf of Honour.
Excuse me?
It's from back in the day, 1960s, when I was studying in New York. a beautiful silk scarf that a bunch of us lusted after, so eventually we all chipped in $5 and we agreed to take turns with it, an honour system. You could keep it for no longer than 6 months and then you had to pass it on to the next in line. It must have gone the rounds at least 4 times before it disappeared. And now it's turned up here with a very apologetic note, but no signature. Who does that?
Maybe she got distracted and then forgot to sign it. Easily done, I should think. Especially if she's feeling overwhelmed by guilt. Guilt can distract you very easily.
How so?
Well, like Susie, so overwhelmed by guilt that she totally forgot to mention this Jack person.
Oh, now that's not quite...
Don't you try to defend her. I'm still very angry, and I have every right to be angry. To think that she actually had to get you to tell me. So you knew about
Janie,
him before I did.
Janie.
Well, why did she find it so hard to tell me? What have I done to make her afraid of me?
I don't think she's afraid of you.
Well, why? Why could she tell you and not me?
Oh, she didn't tell me. She accidentally let it slip out once and I picked up on it. So she had no escape. Janie, she's in a new relationship and she probably just wanted to keep it to herself for a bit. Don't you remember? You don't want your mother inviting the new boyfriend for dinner when you're not even sure if you like him that much. I certainly do. I only ever brought one boy home to meet my mother, and after that, never again.
What about Aunt Marion? Didn't she bring boyfriends home for dinner?
Oh, yes. She warned me. She told me not to do it, and it only needed one time for me to see what she meant. Our mother could be very spiteful.
Wow. You can be so hard.
I know. I bear grudges. Don't be like me. Don't bear a grudge against Susie. She adores you, you know.
Really?
Really? But you must respect her space.
And you've actually spoken to him. Why can't I? I just want to say, oh, I don't know. Hello? How are you? Don't hurt my baby or I will rip your guts out.
Oh, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
Too much?
Probably just about right. As long as you never say it out loud.
Fair point. But what's he like? You've spoken to him. What does he sound like?
He sounds like a thoroughly nice bloke who cares about Susie and...
Yes? And what?
That's about it. He's got a good sense of humour. He calls his grandmother Nanny Louise. He had a dog who died.
Gosh! You found out all of that. Oh, I wish I could talk to people like you do.
Well, I wouldn't exactly wish that upon you. I could do with a bit of a tact and diplomacy filter.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. You're learning. So what's up? Anything new over your way? Still busy doing secret things?
Probably no more than you are.
Touché.
So what about this mysterious parcel? Do you remember who all the other members of the cabal were?
Oh, funny you should call it a cabal. We were, but only in a very hippie-ish floral way. There were 5 of us. Me, Joey, Esme, Roz and Patricia. Joey's in Sydney. I spoke to her about a week ago. Roz went into marketing PR. She passed away about 10 years ago. Don't know why. Patricia became an opera singer, of all things, quite famous for a while. No idea where she is now. And Esme married her girlfriend. I can't remember her name. And they moved to Texas and... Oh, yes, running a craft market.
So did the parcel come from overseas?
No, I don't think so. I think it's somewhere in the UK. Royal Mail. But no discernible postmark.
Well, of those, I would say Patricia is your best bet. Do you still have her contact details?
Hang on. I'll check my contacts. Okay, contacts, where are you? Search. Patricia, Two Patricias, but no, I know who they are. They're not Patty. Oh, that's right, Patty. Patty Mailman. Hey, maybe that's why she posted it, giving me a clue. Nah, that would be very silly. And Patty was not into silly.
Well, there's always Facebook. Worth a try, I should say.
Oh, I don't like Facebook.
Nor do I. Why don't you?
Because it's... Oh, let me think. It's like that plant in the little shop of horrors on a feeding frenzy. It feeds on us all, sticks us, sucks us into its great maw, down into the stinky pit of its stomach, and then poops us out at the other end in the form of biddable little consumers.
Ooh, that is disgusting, Mom. I didn't know you could be quite so gross.
Didn't you? I thought everybody did. I've never hidden it.
Oh, look, I have to go. John has an online meeting, and he wants absolute silence in the house.
Oh, gosh. Off you go. Don't forget to keep breathing.
Mom?
Sorry. Bye, darling. Not sorry. That is a bit much, darling John. Oh, well, not my problem. I'll try Facebook. Now, where is the search bar? Oh, there you are, same place as usual. Well, that makes a change. Ah, Patricia Mailman, there are four of them. Not you, too young. Not you, too old. Born in Nigeria and, lives in Nova Scotia. Oh, well, maybe one of them is related to her. Just a minute. You probably know older than I am. What am I like? Oh, my goodness, I think it is you, Patty. Musician. Aha. Let's see your photos. Oh, my Lord, there's the five of us. Fancy posting that on flipping Facebook. Good grief. Oh, what is this feeling? I'm afraid. Where is this coming from? I love Patty. She was very kind to me. Took me home to meet her brother. Oh. Oh, yes. And that's how I met the Wonder Boy. He was at that party. But it has to be you that sent the scarf. Why didn't you find me on Facebook? Oh, I need coffee. No. I need to send a message. What to say? Patty, it's me, Ellie. I got the scarf. Let's talk. Love. And send.
There's no such place as away.
That was A Blast from the Past, episode 11 of Am I Old Yet? Written and performed by Floyd Kennedy, with Mark Porter as the postman. The song, There's No Such Place as Away, is written and performed by Aussie duo Awkward Strangers, and I'll let it run through to the end so that you can have a jolly good listen.
I'd like to thank Fun1894, one of our listeners from the United States. What a lovely review you gave us on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much. 5 stars. I am thrilled.
If you'd like to support the podcast, you can click on the Buy Me a Coffee link on the website, and we will be forever in your debt. I share any funds that come in with my guest artists. See you next time.
There's plastics both macro and micro, and I know it's deadly and dangerous goop. Our consummate waste flows out into this paste, and it kills all that gets in its way. For this detritus fine, it's the end of the line, but there's no such place as away. There's no such place as away. There's no such place as away. We have to reduce all the tripe we produce. There's no such place as away. On the streets of the city, not everything's pretty. There's castaways each place you look. Daily hundreds erased from the chance of a place. State services just a closed book. We pity afflictions, deride their addictions, maybe dribble small change in a tray. But a small twist of fate could put us in that state, 'cause there's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. Never think to yourself that you won't need such help. There's no such place as a way. It's an unkind last stroke that our First Nations folk have been butchered since early invasion. Now in place of the viral, the venom, the rifle, we kill them through incarceration. We know what to do, the commission spoke true, made a roadmap to make things okay. But we're too bloody gutless, our country lies luckless. There's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. We could be altruistic, are they just a statistic? There's no such place as a way. Back in the Pacific, and it's still horrific, we've outsourced our diligence to you. If you're looking for succor, you're all out of luck. Here's a tropical prison for you. And it pulls all the focus away from our locus control. That's the point of the game. Gain the popular vote of the folks who hate boats. But there's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. Going on about human rights makes tedious new sound bites. There's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. There's no such place as a way. There's nowhere to find it. No one's designed it. There's no such place as a way.